Hi, this is Margo. Today's show is entitled Life After Morgellons. Mary's fishing with her family again after healing with Mel Friedman's protocol. This show is a continuation in the Mel Friedman Toxic Disease Pioneer series. Mary shared her story of recovery from Morgellons in Mel's Coffee Tea with Me conference call, Oldies but Goodies, on October 7, 2017. Mel Friedman, Toxic Disease Pioneer, is no stranger to battling serious diseases. He has overcome Morgellons, Lyme disease, MRSA multiple times, and cancer twice. Since making a promise to God to help others if he could overcome Morgellons, he now dedicates his life to helping others afflicted with this and other toxic conditions. Mel offers hope, inspiration, and solutions of how to maneuver our toxic world with health and well-being. This show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute treatment by a medical professional. Mel's website is howicuredmorgellons.com. I hope you enjoy the show, and I will be talking to you soon. Until next time, everyone, go in peace, take care, and God bless.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Coffee Tea with Me. Today's subject is Oldies But Goodies, a.k.a. Life After Morgellons. So, if I may, I'm going to start with Mary out on the West Coast, and we're going to jump around the planet geographically. Mary, go ahead. Can I ask you three quick questions?
Sure.
Okay. First one, how did you find the website?
My mom.
Your mom. Okay. What made you say what now?
She was searching for me when I was looking for cures.
And what did she say to you that made you feel that
conference
every
muted?
That, oh, wait a minute now. Oh, geez. Forgive me, Mary. Just give me a second. I had to mute everyone because there was background noise. You're
I'm
unmuted,
back.
Mary.
Okay. You know,
so
I
your mama
recall,
found the
but
website.
Yeah, she found the website, and I can't recall what she said, but she was really impressed. I'm sure it had to do with reading about the, you know, people had a kind of a religious perspective in the forum at times, because my mom's really Christian, and she's had a good feeling about it, she said. And then I called you, and you called me back, and that made the whole difference.
Okay. What made you decide to do the protocol?
Well, I've always had a health background, and your website was really inspiring because everybody was able to communicate there, where on other website I'd been to, you know, it was scary, and then nobody really had any, there was no leadership, there was no real protocol anywhere that I went to. There was ideas, but so this was like a prescription, and you do these things, and you're going to get well. And then I saw the support on the forum, and it was really everything I needed at the time with the spiritual aspect for me. Having you call me, there's actually somebody out there that exists, that cares, and that personal contact, I felt like I'd be supported. And then you had personally healed from it, and you were sharing the protocol, and it was free. There were so many aspects.
Okay, so tell Well, I'm going to ask a fourth question because this is something that the people who are experiencing the months 3 through 7 don't really get. I promised them all it gets a lot worse before it gets better. I also promised them that once they got past the major hurts, it was downhill. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. Yeah, here I am just past 3 years now since I first started the protocol, and it's really, you don't believe it, but it's like fuzzy in my mind now because I've been well for so long and feeling good for so long that I remember in the beginning that a lot of scary things would still happen, and then I'd be able to check out with you, with John, with Peter, and different folks on the website, and find out that, or even Ellen, as I got to speak with Ellen, that those things were normal, so as part of the healing process. And then when I did have the big hurts, it was downhill from there, and you never look back. You just pretty much constant improvement.
Once you got into recycle,
though, every so often, during a lot of the healing time. And so you feel like you're taking steps back, but eventually those, what are we calling those when they regenerate or?
Well, people think they're being reinfested. And what they're doing is that I call this journey a racetrack that has invisible barriers and walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you get so far and you do good, and then you walk right into a wall and you didn't even see it. And that's just the disease fighting back. It doesn't want to die. It wants you to die.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes at different stages, and sometimes you'll hit a pocket with our wonderful gas, WPS. You'll hit a pocket of biofilm, and all of a sudden 100,000 little beasties will start running, and you'll think, oh, gee, I'm sick again. Well, you're not sick again. You just hit a pocket of biofilm, and there was a ton of this stuff underneath it, and it's a little bit of a setback. But they become less frequent is what I tell people, and less severe, and last a shorter period of time. Until
yes.
They're gone.
That's right. That's what I experienced.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I'm talking too much, so that's because my wife took the tape. So please tell your story.
Not married yet.
Well, yeah, but she's already the boss.
Oh, well, that's good. You got things in order already.
Right, in order already. They're all laughing, but you can't hear them because they're all muted, so we could hear you.
Oh, my. What do I need? What would you like to know? What would you like me to say?
Tell them what it's like after Morgellons. I mean, what do you do? How does it feel? Do you eat some of the foods you did before? Or is it in moderation? Do you go and eat camp trips? I know you love to ski. I mean, what's going on?
So, yeah, I mean, I resume my previous life completely and better because, I don't have weird things happening to me anymore, and I have energy. I don't, like, my eye used to swell up for no reason at all, and the doctors couldn't figure it out, of course, and energy, I'd have breathing trouble, so all that's gone, and that was even before I had Morgellons, so I was getting sick for years before I actually got the Morgellons, and I didn't know what the heck was going on. But I was getting toxic. And part of that, I've talked about it before, was from the in vitro fertilization procedures I went through with lots of hormone injections. It really breaks down your immune system. So anyway, so now I work full time. I have my own business. I have my clients, and I have a son in high school. So he was, I don't know how old he was when, he's 14 now. He's
13, 14 maybe?
Yeah, he's 14 now, but he was, 11 when I first came back?
Yeah, 11, yeah. Okay.
So now he's taller than me. I used to be able to.
Remember the pictures when you went to your friend's wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little guy. Now I have to look up to him. But it's great fun, and I really enjoy, I'm really active in his life. He does so many different things, piano lessons and church things, and he made the basketball team in high school. He and my husband, so it's the three of us, they never got it. And that was really nice, and I was so grateful to God for that. But
okay,
now
that
I fully participate in their lives.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's a fear that so many people have that I've tried to tell them, that they should not live in that fear because it is not a founded fear. In other words, you can't get this disease if your immune system is in good shape.
Yeah, because we did everything
even
together
if you
before
live in
that.
The same house.
Right, right. I mean, all our laundry used to be done together and everything. They never got it. But once I realized what I had, then I divided up our laundry and everything. But if I was developing it months and years up to that point, why didn't they get it? And I shared the same bed and everything. So once I knew what it was, I temporarily slept in my own room and we did all that. But I don't know that it was needed. You know, I'll never know because I didn't continue to share things with them for a while. I don't remember exactly when, but my posts will probably on my thread would probably document, because I was trying to do monthly for a long time, monthly posts of changes that I've made, like when did I start using my closets and drawers and get rid of all the plastic bins, and when did my husband and I share our bedroom again, and when did I actually start touching my son again? Because at first I was scared too. I didn't want my loved ones to have this. And I didn't know, and nobody knew. Is it contagious? So, but it doesn't seem to me in retrospect, because I didn't pull out my flooring or get rid of any furniture. You know, I don't think it was. And I'd have guests over, and I went, you know, I have friends, and they'd see me. I didn't hug them, but I'd be in close proximity at that time. Now I hug everybody. But, you know, nobody ever got it. I continued to see clients because I had to keep my livelihood going. Nobody ever got it. And my office wasn't being vacuumed and cleaned. So anyway, well, what else did you, oh, so now what I'm doing is, you know, we had the fortune to have a friend who had a house up in the mountains, and so we go skiing in the winter up in Mammoth area. If anybody knows that area, it's our favorite place. I ski real well. Got all my energy back, like I said, better than before I had Morgellons. In the summer, we go up there a lot to go fishing. I just love the mountains. We all do. But we also went this summer across on a big trip, because my son had just studied U.S. history, and he'd never been to the East Coast. So we went to Maryland, Pennsylvania, and D.C., Washington, D.C., and we went to the Smithsonian. I mean, we were all over the place, and I ate at all the restaurants. I drink wine now and then. All right, more now than then, but red wine. No, don't kill me.
No, I know. I remember two calls ago when you told me, well, Mel, I may only be 97.8%. That's all I may ever be. But I ain't giving up my wine on the weekend, and I'm happy to be where I'm at. And
yeah.
I said, well, hey, it ain't my place to tell you when you're better. If you feel happy, hey, that's all I care about. I'm happy for you. Is that correct?
That's right.
But I want to say
higher.
One thing.
I think I'm much higher. I mean, I'm 100% or just shy of 100%. I mean, I'm much higher than 97-something. But, yes,
okay.
That's right. That's a choice I've made. And I do eat a slice of pizza here and there with the family. You know, that's gluten. That's
here and there, correct? It's only once in a while.
Oh, gosh. Once a month at the most. One slice of pizza, maybe once a month, maybe every other month.
Okay, well, that's what I try to tell everyone. You can go back to the things that you love, but
yeah.
It must be in moderation.
Yeah.
Now, one last question, and then we'll open it to the people who might have questions for you. I have talked to people about staying on the basic protocol plus Adams Vitality and Joint Marvel for about 12 years. And I have told them that I believe in my heart that has reversed the aging process. Okay? Now, I believe you stayed on the basic protocol this time as a precaution because of the toxicity of the planet ever increasing. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I'm still on it, all the Logos Nutritionals and the, you know, the silver. I have cut down on the silver just because of the expense. But
Me too.
The other day I had a sore throat. I had a sore throat, really sore. I took the silver, and literally in the morning when I woke up, it was gone. It was amazing. So I'm like, okay, I got to keep taking the silver. But, you know, my hair, my hairstylist, they can never believe my hair. They said, your hair is so amazing. I'm 52, and it was never like this before. It's really healthy. It's thick. It's soft. You know, and I get it chemically treated to get rid of the grays. So I say, and my skin is healthier than it was before, much healthier. I don't know what happens to your skin, but it was very dry, and now it's not. And the texture is just better. Yeah. So my eyesight seems to be better. I never gave in to getting readers, and all my friends did. And I think I see better this year than I did last year.
That's what I was telling John about two months ago, that I could read the Bible that he originally sent me that I couldn't read 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, the little...
Okay, so...
Yep.
I know, you know, Sophie... I'm sorry, Mary. Oh, shit. Oh, no, it's recording.
That's okay.
All right.
Hi, Alias.
You know, you have to experience it to believe it, I guess. It's like everything else, but, you know... I believe, I know what you're saying is true, okay, because I've experienced it for an awful long time, and I just feel that, hey, I don't have to go to the doctor because I don't get sick anymore.
Well, that too, right. So I think we just need to stay.
So I'm saving more money this way than the other way, and I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
and
I'm trying to catch up.
Let's open this up to questions because probably I'm talking too much. Anybody who has a question... For Mary, please hit *5 now. We'll try to take you in the order that you put your hand up. *5 now if you have any questions whatsoever for Mary. Okay? Go ahead, Miss Chastity. You were first. Go ahead. You're not muted, Chastity. Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead, Chastity.
Okay. Good morning, Mary, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
Talk a little louder, please.
Okay. Hi, Chastity.
All right. Sorry.
There you are.
A hurricane coming, and I've been having the TVs on, and so I had to turn them down and get you off speaker. But thank you, Mary, and I'm so glad that you are well.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you so again for sharing your story and giving most of us more hope to keep going, and no matter, you know, what hurts or how many times we've got to go through them, it's very encouraging. And like you said, you know that people have gotten well, and you're living it. My question is, when did you know that you were 100% well and you quit taking, like, your MMS drops and things like that?
Well, I still take my MMS drops every few days, but I've been reducing the number of drops down. But I just don't want to get rid of it. I don't know if I even need it still.
Right.
But I'm just spacing out the drops, like, every couple days I'll take some. When did I know I was 100% well?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was in the last 6 months or so, I guess.
Okay. So,
early,
like, your body tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you just had no signs and symptoms, or you just
right.
said, okay, well, I'm at 12, I'm done, or?
I can get little tingles if I really overdo it, like little ones.
Even now?
Even now, if I really overdo it, like, what does it for me is coffee. Caffeine, or
right.
I don't even know if it's caffeine, but it is coffee, and I'll just feel a little tingle. But you know, I think I might have had that even before Mergellans, so I don't even know if that per se is Mergellans.
Right.
You know, because I remember years before I actually got the things popping out of my skin and all the other symptoms. My friend and I,
the fun stuff.
I would have, like, a little itch here or there, a little tingle in my scalp or something. Never thought anything of it. It's almost, and this is better, I'm better now than I even was then. I don't have those regularly, just.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. I just go, oh, there's, you know, there's one of those things, and I'm not going to freak out, and I don't know if it's Morgellons, but I'm going to keep on all these good vitamins and continue to get healthier and healthier.
Right. I've passed them down to my 15-year-old, and she had a scare with an antibiotic. My 6-year-old had Morgellons, but my 15-year-old did not. But she had a scare with C. diff from an antibiotic she was given. So we're going all natural. I know it's. But one last question. I'm sure many others have questions. So last question is when how many drops of MMS did you get up to, and know that was the cap that you needed?
It was 16, I believe, because when I got to 19 is when I herxed, and I dropped back down to 16.
Like 16 in the morning, 16 in the afternoon?
No. I never split dose.
We
didn't split it
back then. It was not split back then. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got to make sure there's clarity.
Right.
You did not do 32 drops.
Okay.
You did a total of 16. Thanks, Chastity, and you're right.
All right.
There are a lot of people here with lots of questions. I appreciate your questions. I'm going to move on. Next was Aunt Laura, and then we have one other person. Go ahead, Aunt Laura.
First of all, I want to thank you, as I know everyone's going to want to thank you, Mary, for taking the time to come back and give us this inspiration. How long did it take you emotionally to move back into things in your life?
I feel like, you know, the first 3 months were really the hardest. And then if I looked at my posts again, I think it reflects in there. I feel like it was within the first 6 months easily.
I wasn't scared anymore.
Is that what you mean?
Where you weren't afraid and you were and you embraced hugging, like I want to hug my grandchildren so desperately, and I'm fearful of it. And how long did it take you emotionally to where you could hug them with passion, like you knew it was okay?
Yeah. Shoot, you know, I wish I could remember exactly. I really do. But I think my gut instinct is saying it was somewhere around 6 months. When I can hug with passion and not have any fear. But you know what?
What was the name of your
thread? Yeah.
What is the name of your thread?
Canaanite woman.
That's correct. Okay, so everyone could take the time and they would get the insights that you projected for all of us in the future when you wrote your journal. And it has all those questions answered. And I remember because, you know, I have to look at everything before it gets up there.
Yeah.
So it was at first
I remember that I took people's advice and I just hugged them after I got out of the shower and with a towel and everything. I mean, clothes and towel. But then, you know, I dropped that long time ago.
Okay. And then one last question about coffee. You said sometimes when you drink coffee, do you drink an organic coffee, or are you talking about regular coffee that sometimes you feel little moody things?
Yeah, regular coffee.
Unfortunately,
don't buy organic coffee.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But it was hard for me to give up coffee, which I did for like 2 years, 2.5 years, and then I felt so good, and I'm like, I got to try some coffee again. And it was probably my downfall because I was getting up fine without coffee, and I had gotten off the dependency, right? And now that I have it again, you know, it tastes so good in the morning. It's hard to let go of again. I probably should. Never good to have a dependency on anything, not even caffeine.
Thank you very much, Aunt Laura. Thank you very much. And now we're going to welcome Deanna, who has a question. Deanna, welcome and good morning.
Hi, this is Deanna. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Deanna.
Amazing to hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's making some comments on my side. The phone system is. I want to thank you. I'm almost in tears hearing you, and, you know, I don't know if you remember me, but I've been on the protocol now about 15 months, and so you were just so instrumental in my early days of healing, and I was going to ask you what the name of your thread was, because it was, you know, extremely helpful to me, but Mel just asked that. So I do want everybody to know, you know, the name of your thread so they can also benefit from your journey the way I did. And I've even mimicked, you know, some of the things that you've done, actually a lot of the things that you've done. So I post every month, or that's what I try to do, because it was a little overwhelming to me to try to post weekly, but I try to keep an updated journal for myself, and hopefully, you know, to help others monthly. So I wanted to thank you, and I also wanted to mention you did a really wonderful call, and I think it was actually before I was in the community, but I listened to a lot of the old calls, and you did a great call on vitamin D. So if anybody is interested in listening to that, you know, if they just put in the search engine vitamin D, I know it'll take you to that conference call. And well, that was a really great call. So
thank you, Deanna. Anyway. I really appreciate that feedback. I didn't get much feedback, and I'm glad it was helpful for you.
Oh, yes. I've actually read your thread more than once. So, and actually now listening to you today, I thought, well, we're almost the same, you know, we're around the same age. I didn't realize that. So
yeah,
there were some other similarities. You know, I've worked through my whole journey, and I think you did too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't take
so,
a day off.
You know, we do have a lot in common, and that's another thing for newer people. You know, there's so many journeys on this website. There's so many threads, and just find the ones that you connect with and utilize them. And like I said, mimic the people who've gotten well, and I definitely did that with you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I was helpful, and I mimicked, you know, Monica and different people too, Peter. That's why when I wrote my monthly, I said I was going to do that because that's what I was finding helpful from other people's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know what to expect along the way.
Yes, definitely. And I'm so glad to hear you're 100% or 99.
Thank you.
That is wonderful.
Somewhere right there.
Give me hope. I'm probably in the mid-90s, I guess. I don't know.
Are you? Well, then you're going
to
be there.
95. So I'm grateful for that. And
you'll be all the way soon. Just keep at it. Don't give up. You know,
yeah,
you know the motto.
You. Thank you so much. And God bless you, Mary.
God bless you.
Thank you, Deanna. And I know I've interrupted a little bit more than I should today, but I want to keep this moving. We have so many guests, and they really, most of them have their lives back and have time constraints. And I know that Mary needs to be in the car and on the way to the office in under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let her answer one more question. I'll get you in, Thomas. And then I'm going to let her say whatever she'd like to say in closing and then try to move forward. Come on in, Thomas.
Good morning, Mel. Thank you. And Mary, I'd like to thank you, too, for making this call this morning. I have a couple of questions for you. My first is, what extension protocol were you on? Were you on the Lyme? And
the Morgellons.
How many drops? I'm sorry?
The Morgellons extension protocol?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't do the
Morgellons extension, Thomas.
Okay. And how many drops of WPS are you on now? And in the future, what do you plan on your maintenance dose be?
Oh, well, now I'm down to 8 total drops a day. I don't split dose. I never did. So I take them all at night. And I don't take them every day anymore. I take them every 2 to 3 days. And every about once a month now, I'm reducing it by a drop. So I started at 16 drops. And over time, now I'm down to 8 drops, and I'm not taking it daily. And I'm, you know, just going to go down to 7 drops next. And that's how I'm planning to do it for myself, to take myself all the way off.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, sure. My
pleasure. I might add to that, Mary, that, you know, I keep WPS in the house, and I always will.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth with it. I spray it on my skin every day. I gargle with it when I'm getting a sore throat because it's a lot cheaper than silver.
That's for sure.
And I do a water pick on my gums because all of these things have improved in the last 12 years, but I've gotten older. So I believe, you know, that I don't do it every day. I don't drink it, okay, but I use it. I use it for my benefit, and I keep it here. God forbid anything happens, well, I'm ready. So I think everybody has to do what feels right for them. I think that you and I, Mary, talked a little bit about the way you were going to come down from it, okay? And, you know, this was your choice. Mm-hmm. We discussed it. I didn't tell you how to do this.
Right.
Is that correct?
You encouraged me to start reducing.
Right.
And I wanted to go to every other day at first, you said, and I was nervous because that's, you know, that got me my health back, so you don't want to let go of it. But I figure the vitamins are, you know, I'm healthy now, so I think the vitamins are just going to be my maintenance.
That's what I, you know, recommend, you know, that people figure out a good maintenance program because, unfortunately, the planet is not going to get any less toxic. All right. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing? Because I actually know you've got to go.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was ready for Friday night, but Saturday morning I didn't realize I had this client scheduled. I just recommend for everybody to believe in this protocol. It is definitely a healing protocol, and it's just going to strengthen your immune system, and your own body's going to start being able to fight it off like it should have been able to in the beginning if we were healthy enough in the beginning. And I think it's just stick with it. Even if you feel like every month you're going to get better, even if it's 3 years down the road, that might be discouraging to somebody because I know when I started, I didn't want to hear that people were still struggling or doing stuff 3 years later. But it's just like a constant improvement every month. Now, at this point, I don't notice month-to-month improvements, but if I go, like, look at a trend like the last 3 months or 4 months, I see that I'm healthier. And so I see that I'm still, even now, getting healthier and stronger in ways I wouldn't have even known I needed to get healthier or stronger. So I just recommend you stick with it and don't get discouraged because you're just going to get returned to your full health, if you know, even better than your original health in many cases. Stick with this protocol. This protocol works. And some of the parts, because the diet has to be there until later on. But in the beginning, you got to stick with the diet and keep all the keep to the guidelines with the sugar and the gluten and the mushrooms and the soy and get away from all that junk.
I want to thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
No, really, you can laugh, man. You know,
I don't know what to say. That's what
they hear me all the time. But to assemble a group of people that they really haven't heard maybe once, okay? So thanks so very much. My best to you and the family. And once I settle in Gardnerville, I'll eventually come down and go fishing with you guys in the summer over at
that would be great. All right. I look forward to that.
All right. Well,
all right. God bless you, Mel, and thank you for providing this cure and hosting these calls and for everything you do. You're amazing, and I thank God for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. All righty. Have a blessed day and a good weekend.
All right, you too.
We'll see
bye,
you next
everybody.
Time.
Take good care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.